Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 5th, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported that approximately 230 cadets from Harrison College, Combermere, and Lodge School assembled for their annual 9-day cadet camp at St. Anne's Fort. While a few boys had previous camp experience, the majority were attending for the first time and were eager to experience camp life. The extensive program was organized by Major Skews Cox, staff officer of the local forces. After settling into their accommodation, the cadets were introduced to camp routines, including the meaning of various bugle calls. At 9 a.m., the cadets marched from St. Anne's Fort to Top Rock. Although the youngsters enjoyed the march, the arrival of buses was a welcoming sight. They were transported to Paragon, where they observed demonstrations of platoon organization, weapons handling, and live firing exercises. They learned about the equipment carried by soldiers in the field, including Bren gun magazines, entrenching tools, and mortar equipment, while also witnessing demonstrations of slow and rapid rifle fire. The day brought an unexpected moment of excitement when a flare from a firing demonstration ignited dry grass, setting part of the range ablaze. Armed with picks, shovels, and tree branches, the cadets quickly assisted in extinguishing the fire. They returned to St. Anne's Fort shortly after 3 p.m. The cadets were later introduced to an Irish game called Shinty by Regimental Sergeant Major Instructor Brown. Similar in pace to ice hockey, the indoor sport quickly became a favorite, with some boys having to be called away from their games to return to drill. Before long, it earned the nickname Cadet Ice Hockey. Competition was also an important feature of camp life. Harrison College dominated several events, winning both the drill competition and tent pitching competition, where marks were awarded for speed and efficiency. In the final falling plate competition at the government range, Harrison College claimed first and second places, while Combermere secured third. Members of the winning section received medals. Beyond competitions, the cadets participated in a church parade, physical training, lectures, and daily drill activities designed to develop discipline, teamwork, and leadership. The final evening followed tradition with a concert organized by the cadets. The program included singing, piano solos, calypso performances, bodybuilding displays, contortion acts, and a march performed by buglers from the Barbados Regiment and Combermere Cadets. The camp concluded with a ceremonial march through Bridgetown, led by the drums and fifes of the Barbados Regiment, before the cadets gathered for refreshments at the Princess Alice playing field and returned home. Although the camp lasted 9 days, many cadets felt it ended too soon and were already anticipating the following year's adventure. It continued a tradition that began with the first cadet annual camp at Walkers in 1949, helping to shape generations of young Barbadians through discipline, service, and camaraderie.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.